I want to take you back to the year 2008, maybe 2010, when people used to consume their social media on the PC. So what happened there? We had a Facebook, I remember, an old guy trying to remember the good memories. And I remember we used to consume Facebook on the PC. So there was a lot of space for many things. For example, in the middle, you have the feeds, los feeds. Like now when you scroll Instagram, those are the feeds. In the right side, you will have maybe Facebook groups. Maybe you will, they ask you. Maybe you are interested in one of these groups. Also, you will have suggestions. Maybe you want to meet this person, or maybe this person is looking your profile. So all that thing happened when we used to have the social media on the screen monitor. But when things start to move from the computer to the cell phone, we start to have Instagram, TikTok, and all the good stuff of social media disappear. The chance to meet new people disappear, the groups also disappear, and now basically everything was following feeds to get cheap dopamine. What is the problem of this? It's like a nice introduction, but what is the problem? Is that people stop having the possibility to make new contacts on social media or to connect with old people, and now basically they were just consumers of silly videos and silly memes. Even worse, with time, on most of the social media, the censorship increased. So even if you wanted to share an important topic on a meme, even on a meme, you had a chance to receive a strike or to be banned for the social media. So that's why the question is, what is the next version of what used to be social media? And that is paid communities. What is important? Why is important that we pay attention to this episode? Because paid communities is one of the easiest and best way to monetize your hobbies and your passion. And at the same time, is the best way to allow your people to connect with people that are similar to them, the people that are alike. So pay attention to this episode. Maybe you will have an interesting business opportunity here. Before starting, I want to say thanks to the sponsor, as always, to me, inglesparacholos.com. So time to get started. Let's try to answer this basic question, because this is a question I was talking this topic with my people from Inglés para Cholos, and many of them asked me how easy or how many chances are that people are willing to pay for a community. And people want to do it, just to give you some cases. I believe the first people who understood this thing were the CrossFit people. If you go to a CrossFit gym, on average, they pay 600 soles and 800 soles per month. I know some CrossFit box that they pay 1,000 soles per month. Why this is interesting? Because if you go to a SmartFit, the price is 100 soles. So imagine, you can go to a SmartFit and do exercise for 100 soles per month and have even better quality of machines, but people prefer to go to the CrossFit. Also, there are gyms like B2, B2 in Caminos del Inca. They have CrossFit inside the gym. So for the same price, like 100 soles, you can also have the CrossFit. But why people want to go to these little communities? First, because they specialize in CrossFit. Second, because they have people that are like them. People that have the same passion for the sport, for CrossFit. So people are willing to pay. Let me give you another case. There are a lot of reading communities. As we understand, reading is becoming harder for people because you get distracted. Why are you going to open a book if you can just scroll your social media and your feeds, right? So that's why they are creating some communities, some reading communities, where they open a Zoom call, maybe 10 people open the Zoom, and they start reading together for 30 minutes or 40 minutes, and at the end they give like a 3 minutes or 5 minutes summarize of their part of their book. So that is a reading community. And then you have also something that I mentioned previously on this podcast, the high-end brands communities. If you buy an Audi, if you buy a Mercedes, even a Seat, that is kind of a sport car, not necessarily a luxury car, you have access to their community. You can interact with their people. So you can see, people are willing to pay money for be part of something bigger where people share their passion. The question is, how profitable is creating a community? I mean, are you going to make money? And the answer is yes. First, because let's remember that the idea of a community, I see it like a hobby. But even though I see it as a hobby, I can tell you it can give you more money than a regular business. When I started Inglés para Cholos, my objective was, if I can make 1,000 soles extra per week, so 4,000 soles per month, speaking English, something that I love to do it, having conversation with my people, I would be so fucking happy. 4,000 soles, that was my objective. And then I found out that that was an easy number to target. And there are some weeks or some months that I make more money with English than with the vitamins. The interesting part of creating a community is that all the effort goes at the beginning, when you start the community. The effort goes with the first 5 or 10 members because you want to make clear what are the values, the behavior code, conduct, the behavior code, el código de conducta, the behavior code. You want to more or less explain how it works. But the new members, now they are absorbed by the system. So the first 10 members is the hard part. Then the next just grow by itself. And of course, you have to check all the time, but it's easier after the 10 first members. Some tips that I would like to consider here is always ask yourself, what are you offering to your people? Because I see a lot of like influencers, YouTubers, podcasters that they are trying to create communities, but they don't have success. Why? Because they don't put energy, they don't invest in the community. And investing on your community is the best thing that you can do. If you improve the product 10%, it's going to be 10% better for all the members. So it's like a multiplier effect. That's why you want to put love to that community. What are you offering? Are you offering the chance of networking, people, meeting new people? Are you offering them the chance for learning? In the case of English, they can learn English faster than in an institute. And you will be surprised the power of peer learning. Peer learning, what it means. Remember when you went to the, for example, to the martial arts class, could be jiu-jitsu, muay thai, box, whatever. You were not practicing with the teacher all the time. It's not like, for example, if you go to an English institute, just to give you an idea, the teacher will ask, hey, fulanito, what is your name? My name is, what do you do for a living? I work in that place. Okay, it's the teacher asking questions most of the time. But in a martial arts academy, it's all the time, like people practice between them. You practice with people that have a little bit better level than you and a level a little below than you. So that helped you to grow faster than just practicing with the teacher. And that's something that I understood since the beginning. The reason why martial arts are so successful is because they really use peer learning. And that is key here. Of course, peer learning is going to work when everybody is motivated. That's why it's very difficult to have peer learning in the school, in el colegio, in the average school, because nobody is motivated there. But if you can gather people who really want to learn or achieve an objective, they all are going to push themselves. It's more or less like having like a training partner. If you want to do exercise, really want to train, you find a good training partner because he's going to push you. Okay, the same happens when you have a community. Everybody push everybody else. So if someone is not motivated that day, the other people are going to drag him to continue doing the activity. And also, we can acknowledge that the quality of service is better. If you work with a, even if you work with a freelancer, the freelancer has its good days and its bad days. But when you have a community, always the energy is higher. So all those things are benefits that you can offer to your people. And some extra question that you want to ask is, do you want to make the community digital, online, or in real life? And that will depend in what are you offering. For example, I know communities of cyclists. The cyclists, they gather, for example, every Sunday. I have a friend, he charged 100 soles to each member and per month. And they gather every Sunday, for example, in different points of the cities. He has like 22, 23 members. So he's getting 2,300 soles every month just for organizing that, and it's a WhatsApp group. Simple. I have a friend, she is a yoga teacher. She charged 200 soles every month. She has maybe, I think, 18 members, and they have 2 sessions per week at the park. So she doesn't have to rent the space. She uses the park. My friend who is a cyclist, he uses the street. So you can see even the physical spaces, you don't need to rent the space. You can use open space. And this is the beauty of communities. So the question goes like this: how can you start your own community? And by the way, if you don't want to start your own community, you can also help other people to run their communities. Maybe you're asking, what can I get if I help other people? The more people you bring to the group, the more popular you are. And whenever they want to buy something or require some service, they are going to remember you. So helping other people with their business and with their community is a good idea. But let's go to the juicy part. What other ideas of communities can you apply? Let's remember this, that in Latin America is a virgin space, es un espacio virgen. There are not many communities here. You can have communities for everything, for learning, from sports, from practicing hobbies, just for meeting new people. And it's not just the objective, it's the style. And for that, I want to use Cobra Kai, the good series Cobra Kai. Remember Cobra Kai and Miyagi-Do. Both were karate schools, escuelas de karate. Both were karate schools, but the difference was that Cobra Kai was more aggressive, was strike first, strike hard, right? While Miyagi-Do was more value-oriented, more, you know, behave good and all the shit. So, is having a clear objective, have a good style, and have a clear image of how a member of this community looks like. If you have people that they have the same interests, they share the same values, and they get along, they can become friends, now the chances of having results is higher. Because you work better when you are with your people, with people that you like. That is the reason why freelancers and business owners tend to make more money than average employees. Why? Because if you're a freelancer or a business owner, you can work with the people that you like. And when you enjoy the company, you have more energy. It's like working with your friends. So the same happens with community. If you are going to study something, if you are going to do exercise, if you are going to read book, feels better to do it with people that look like you. And nowadays, the loneliness epidemic is a big thing. Honestly, it's a huge thing. Cell phones and headphones are not helping. The last places where people had the chance to meet new people were, I remember, the park, the gym. Now, those two are no longer an option. Maybe the park when you are walking your dog and the two dogs start to smell their butts, the well in las nalgas, in that moment you can open conversation. But in other time, if you see another person at the park, there is a high chance that they have the AirPods or the headphones, so it's uncomfortable to ask to open conversation. And when you go to the gym now, it's funny because I was paying attention yesterday. When people want to open conversation with another person to ask how many sets extra they have in the machine, they first wave the hand, mueven la mano, como saludando, like hola, they wave the hand. And the other person, okay, they pause the music. Yes, yeah. How many sets do you have? I have more, 3 more sets. So it's funny how much friction it is now to open conversation. So if you can create a space, digital or real life, where people can interact with other people, you are giving a big, big service to these members. And honestly, I want to create this spark of curiosity for you, because if you start doing research, you're going to find crazy communities. I have a lot of female friends, amigas, that they have like OnlyFans communities, or they monetize their naked picture. So they have groups where their members who follow them can talk about her. So she's being paid for people checking their pictures, and at the same time, they are paying money to interact with other people who check their picture. It's insane. So please do yourself a service and start doing research of communities in the same way that we had like Bitcoin, you know, we had artificial intelligence. Paid communities is going to be a big thing. And by the way, remember I told you, Americans and Europeans are coming to Latin America. You can check now. Go to the street and check how many blonde people we have. Here in Surquillo, each time we have more people from other countries. So foreign people are coming to Latin America. 3 extra things that I want to mention today is first, remember I did an episode about being lonely after the year when you are 30 years old. I started to contact my friends from the university, and I realized that the only way to keep in touch with your friends is if you text them and if you ask them to go out. By coincidence, by miracle, that interaction is not going to happen, especially now that everybody is busy because everybody is distracted with bullshit. We need to be a little push. Hey, you know, when are you available? Because Being social is like a muscle. If you don't train your social muscle, you become shy and you don't want to go out. We need to insist if we want to gather with our people. Networking is important. Second thing, I started to go again to the gym starting from this Monday. As you know, I had my nose job, my nose surgery. So I stopped going to the gym for a while, like for 5 weeks. And now that I'm going back to the gym, I found out that two things. First, that many people look like shit when you go to the gym. And when you go always to the gym, you don't realize. You expect, okay, this is how it is, right? But when you stop going to the gym and you go back, you realize that many times people who walk on the streets look better than the people who go to the gym. And why? Because people who go to the gym are making a lot of mistakes, like energy drinks that are loaded with sugar. Also, they are eating 5 times per day. That shit makes you fat. And the other one is that the way that they are training is not the best. They are doing a lot of isolated muscles, like forearms, antebrazos. They are doing a bicep curls. They are not doing exercise that really allow them to burn fat. So you will find more fat people at the gym than on the streets. It's insane, that thing. And the last thing that I wanted to share with you, I was taking a shower today. By the way, it's a good idea to take a shower without music. That is something that I heard on a meditation podcast. So today I give it a try. Let me, you know, even though I have my speaker in the bathroom, I say, let me just take a shower. And while I was taking a shower, some memories came back to my mind. And it was about my friend from Ricardo Palma, Christian Aguilar. It's not that I have like a sexual affair with him or anything. But I was thinking that long time ago, Britney Spears came to Peru. I think it was in the year 2000, maybe 2009, something like that. And this guy, Christian Aguilar, he paid $1,000 to be in the front line of the concert. And for paying $1,000 after the concert, he had access to something that they call meet and greet. So he had a picture next to Britney Spears. Just Britney Spears and him, by the way. No, a group picture. Just the two of them. He spent $1,000 on that. In that moment, for me, that was crazy. Who is going to spend $1,000? You know, it's sick, insane. But now, you know, after almost 20 years, you understand the value of memories. He uploaded that picture to his Facebook yesterday. And I was remembering that, like, wow, you know, sometimes it's good to invest on good memories. First, because it makes you feel happy you were close to your artist. And second, because you analyze that also it's a good investment. If people see that you are doing cool things, nobody has a life nowadays. So if you market that you are doing cool stuff with your life, people want to spend time with you. And now it's easier to market your community. So we go back to the community thing. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Honestly, making money, earning money shouldn't be that difficult. We should be able to earn money working, you know, with 3 or 4 hours with focus, with laser focus attention, you can make good money. And second, you don't need to prostitute yourself to make money. You can find a way to monetize your hobby. Don't follow those people that say, no, the passion doesn't give you money. The passion gives you money only if you combine it with your strength and if you fix somebody else's problem. If you do that, you are going to see good results. And the last wisdom nugget, I'm excited today. The last wisdom nugget is self-development is you fixing your problems. That is self-development, okay? Business is you selling that solution to other people. So the same solution that you apply to fix one of your problems can be packaged in a nice way and can be sold to other people that also have the same problems. If you have now a porn addiction, addiction al porno, if you have now, you are obese, if you are trying to learn something that you struggle, if you manage to solve that problem and you overcome that problem, there are other people that already are struggling with that. So you can sell that solution to them and now you have a business. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, if you want to work with me, you can send me a WhatsApp to +51 9890 23986.